As we continue our series of shiurim, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, on the Malacha Abayir, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us, Hayil Fanav Shnei Minei Oichlim, if somebody had two types of food, Ubayir V'Oichel, Ubayir V'Niach, if he did Bayir, Rav Ashi Masna Potter, Rav Yirmiya Medifni Masni Chayiv. Rav Ashi says he would be potter in such a situation, and Rav Yirmiya Medifni says he would be Chayiv a Karban Chattis if he did this Averi B'Shoyig on Shabbos. Explains the Gemara, asks the Gemara, Rav Ashi Masni Potter, how could Rav Ashi say that Rav Ashi say when somebody acted this way that he is potter for Tani? Haven't we learned previously that if somebody does Bayir, he's Chayiv Achatos? Answers the Gemara, Lo Kasha. Ha B'Kanav V'Tamchoy, if the Bayir was done B'Kanav V'Tamchoy, since they're not Kalim that are specifically made for Bayir, but they're Kalim that help one do Bayir, it's Potter Avel Osir. Ha B'Naf of a Kavra, on the other hand, if somebody did Bayir with a naf of a kavra, a sieve, a filter, kalim, which are specifically designed for the purpose of doing Bayir, there, the halach is, he's chayif chattas. So our Gemara teaches us that under no circumstances may Bayir be done with a kalim. The Gemara only differentiates between a keli that is used for Bayir specifically, there the Gemara says, Rahman Slam, somebody does so, he has a chi of chattas, versus if somebody uses a keli that isn't specifically made for Bayir, there's only potter avalasar. Degle Tal points out that there is a machloikus rishonim. According to Rashi, if one is doing Bayir, oichel mitoich psoilus, but he's doing it right before he eats, there Rashi says, according to Regli Tal, even though he uses a keli, even enough of a kavra, he would be permitted to do so, because since he's doing it la'alter, right before he eats, that isn't considered Bayir. Whereas, according to Tosfos, the halacha is that Bayir may never be done with a keli, even if it's a keli, that even if it's done right before eating. And it's clear, if we look into the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Yotes, the halacha is the way Tosfos teaches us, the Simen on Hilchas Bayir begins. Habayir oichel mitoch psoilus, oisha hoy lefanav shnei minei oichlim, or bayir min min acher, if somebody does bayir, benafa bekaver chayiv, bekana betamchoy, pot avalosar, then birer biyodoy, kidei lecho la'alta mutter. So he says, it has only time it's mutter to do bayir, is only biyad, as Tosfos paskens. So when we speak about the halacha of doing Bayir and that it may not be done with a keli, obviously the most commonly asked question is, well, what happens if you use a fork or a spoon to eat? They're kelim. But I'm doing Bayir. I take the food. I'm doing oichel mitoch psoilus. I'm taking the food, not the psoilus. But aren't I using a keli? And since I'm using a keli, obviously the question comes up, would that be considered a situation? Would that indeed be considered bayir? It's a very big machloikus hapoiskim. Rav Moshe has the approach that it matters, why am I using these kalim? If I'm using these kalim because I don't want to eat with my fingers. I don't want to get my fingers dirty. It's not proper for one to eat with his fingers. So then, even though I'm using a keli, it would not be considered bayur. On the other hand, if the purpose of my using these kelim is to help me separate the food, that's the purpose of eating with them, and it makes it easier to separate the food, according to Ramosha, that would be considered bayur. And actually, the Shmira Shabbos Kelchasai in Paragimel, Ha'ara Kuf Chavav, actually says that he thinks that that's what the Mishnah Brura means. Because he says there's a stira in the Mishnah Brura. In Sif Katan Nun Hei, and in Sif Katan Samach Beis, the Mishnah Brura's opinion is that you're not allowed to use a spoon for Bayur. Whereas in Sif Katan Samach Vav, he does allow the use of a spoon. How do we understand this psak of the Mishnah Brura? So the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasai says it's actually Ramosha's distinction. If the purpose of using the keli is to make it easier to separate whatever I'm separating, then even using a fork and a spoon would be considered bayur. But if I'm only using it because I don't want to eat with my hands, then I don't want to make my hands dirty, that would be considered bayur. There are other paiskim that take an even more lenient approach regarding hilchus bayur with ones with a fork and a spoon with silverware, and they say that you could always use silverware. It's not considered bayur because that's part of the way we eat. And I actually saw a tshuva from Rav Amar, the Rav Roshi in Israel, who makes a very interesting point. He says that even though, as we began our shiur today, the Gemara differentiates between a kanan v'tamchoy, which is part of aval osur, a naf of a kavra, the Gemara says, is a chi of chattis. He says all of these kalim are kalim that are used for the act of bayur. That's their primary purpose. The only difference, he suggests, is the naf of a kavra is a sieve, a filter, so it's made specifically only for bayur. That's what is a chi of chattis. Kanan v'tamchoy is not as commonly used, and that's why there's no chi of chattis. But a keli, he suggests, which is not made for bayur at all, a spoon, a fork, but that is not the intention for which they were designed, the halacha is one could be more makel. So certainly the poskim say, if you combine these various svaras that we said so far in our shir, number one, we have the svara that you're using a spoon or a fork and a spoon, just not to get your hands dirty. Number two, if you use them right before you eat, rather than a long time before, in turn, just to prepare the food, the halacha should be that you should be allowed to use these utensils and will not be considered an act of bayur. Another interesting question that I saw the Paiskin discuss, this question comes up particularly in areas where there is a very humid climate and the salt that's kept in the salt shaker gets clogged up. And one of the things that people do to avoid that is that they put rice in the salt shaker. So now when you're shaking salt out of the salt shaker, so you're using a keli and you're doing bayur. You're being bayur, the oichel, the salt, from the psoilus. So even though it's a situation of oichel mepteich psoilus, why would that not be considered bayur? I did see that there are paiskim indeed that there are those that quote Rav Moshe as saying that that indeed is considered a situation, a boy. But I saw that Rabbi Yoshev, Zechariah Nelevracha, held that that wasn't Boyer. And he uses a very similar svara to the svara that we just said. He says, a salt shaker is not intended to be used for Boyer. A salt shaker is here to shake out salt. The fact that in this particular situation that we are discussing, it is also separating, doesn't make it a keli used for Boyer. And he therefore says that the Isser Boyer only applies where you're using such a keli that's made for Boyer, not when you're using a keli not made for Boyer. So when we think about this question of using a keli or not using a keli, what would be considered a situation of Boyer, actually, one of the most common issues that could come up in the discussion of such a keli would actually probably be the use of a spoon, the use of a spoon that has holes in it. You use a ladle, but many of these large ladles, many of these spoons have in them holes, and you're taking food out of the pot. And when you're taking food out of the pot, the holes, the liquid goes back down into the pot. And why wouldn't that be considered an act of boiler? The Paiskim actually discussed this question, and I actually saw a tshuva from Rav Vosner. The Rav Vosner says that the halacha is that l'chatchila one should avoid using that kind of a ladle on Shabbos. Using that kind of a ladle on Shabbos can cause serious boiler shilas. For example, if somebody is trying to take cholent out of the pot and there's a lot of liquid in the cholent, and it's very likely that as you take that cholent out of the pot, you're going that the liquid, which you're not interested in eating, will go through those holes back into the pot. So the halacha is you shouldn't use such a spoon because it's a real act of boiler. I did see that the Paiskim suggest that there's a nafka mina what you're taking out of the pot. Because indeed, if you're taking out of the cholent pot the beans and separating the water, the liquid, back into the pot, that is clearly a situation of boiler. But let's say you have a big potato or a big piece of meat in your cholent and you pull it out with that spoon. So if we go back to some of the shiurim that we discussed in the beginning, what is considered boiler and what isn't considered boiler, and we learned that when we don't have a taruvus, it's much less of a shiloh boiler. So if you have a distinct piece of meat in your cholent pot, perhaps that wouldn't be considered an act of boiler, but because it wouldn't be considered a situation of taruvus. But in a situation where it's the beans, there we have much more of a concern that you're separating the liquid from the bean, and it could be considered boiler, and therefore perhaps should be usher. Another question which comes up quite often in discussing the issue of boiler with a keli is pouring water out of a kettle, and if the kettle has no filter at the top, it's no problem. But many kettles come with a sort of a filter at their top, and if you take the food out with that, if you pour out water, so if there's only water in the kettle, it's obviously not a problem. But sometimes you have like a coffee machine and there's ground coffee in your filter, in your kettle, and when you pour the water out of that kettle or out of that percolator, you're trying to keep the ground coffee in, and I only want to get out the liquid. So what would be the halacha? And actually, the Chazon Ish already discusses this question, and it seems that the Chazon Ish says that if one is careful that when he pours it out, he tries to pour it out slowly, that none of the coffee should come out, you only want that the liquid should come out, that would be considered, that would not be considered boil. But if you're not being careful, then indeed that would be a situation of boil. Another question that comes up is, let's say you have a pot and you have a lid on your pot and you want to get out of your pot soup. So you put the pot cover right by the pot, right by the edge, and you start pouring out from the pot. And since there's only a very narrow opening, you're only going to get out the liquid and not the meat or the vegetables that are in your pot. That seems to be a situation of boiler. Even if you intend to eat it la'alter, we just quoted the Shulchan Aruch that still remains in the category of boiler. However, I did see a very interesting psak. The when would it be considered boiler if it's your intention that you only want to eat the soup, or you only want to eat the meat, and you want to separate the soup from the other ingredients that are in your pot. But let's say you want to eat both. You want to eat the soup and you want to eat the meat. You just don't want to eat them together. That, the Paiskim suggest, would not be considered boiler. The reason it's not considered boiler is because the definition of boiler is when you have oichel and psoilus. Here you don't have oichel and psoilus. You have oichel and oichel. And if we review what we discussed in one of our earlier shiurim in understanding what is the malacha boiler, we actually said there are three possible definitions to boiler. One definition is l'saken oichla, to make the food edible. Here there's really no tikkun oichel. You want to eat both. Secondly, we said the definition of boiler is to separate the psoilus from the oichel. Here, even if we follow the interpretation of Tosfos, the Tosfos says that the interpretation of psoilus is anything I don't want to eat automatically becomes psoilus. This is not psoilus, because I want to eat both the meat and the soup. I just don't want to eat them together. So everybody would agree we don't have an issue of separating psoilus and oichel. There is no psoilus and oichel here. I want to eat both. Only according to the interpretation that we suggested, that the definition of boiler means to the actual act of separation, even if there's no purpose other than just trying to create a separation, that we said perhaps that's the Ramban's interpretation of boiler, there we would have a question. But certainly, given that we have a number of other atayrim, that it's not a keli that's made for boiler, and I'm going to do this right before I eat, and I'm going to eat both the soup and the meat, there is certainly room to be makel. However, a shaila that certainly comes up is when making tea. And there's actually two questions that come up in the making of a tea with a tea bag. One question is that I put the tea bag into the cup of hot water. And again, we're not discussing in this shiur Hilchos Bishul, but I put the tea bag into the hot water in a permissible fashion, and I make my tea, and I want to take that tea bag out of the keli. That certainly is usur, because that's a situation of taking psoilus mitoich oichel. I don't want the tea bag. And therefore, even if I'm not using a keli, even if we'll say the spoon is or isn't a keli, and so if I'm not going to use a spoon to take the tea bag out, I'll just pull the tea bag out, it still will be usur, because that's considered psoilus mitoich oichel. But the question that comes up is, if I'm pouring water over the teabag to into the keli? Would that be considered an act of boirer, pouring water over the teabag? Is the teabag considered a keli? The Paiskim say that the teabag itself is not considered a keli. And the reason being, because the teabag is not actually doing an act of boirer. It's no more than a grumma. It's not a direct act of boirer. And therefore, since it's not a direct act of boirer, pouring the tea, pouring the hot water through the teabag is not considered an act of boirer. Another question that comes up is that if you're pouring something down the sink, and most sinks have some sort of a catch, some sort of a filter as you pour things down. So what happens is the liquid goes down that hole, but the solids, whatever you're pouring out, are trapped and don't go down. So that seems to be an act of boirer. So what's the halacha? So the Paiskim say that that isn't considered boirer. The reason they say that that isn't considered boirer, because what I'm doing here is I'm being boirer psoilus from psoilus. Everything that I'm pouring down the sink is something I want to discard. Just some of it is going to be able to go down the drain, and some will not be able to go down the drain. But everything is psoilus. And the Paiskim say that the Isra boirer is oichel mitoich psoilus, psoilus mitoich oichel, as we've discussed, perhaps even oichel mitoich oichel. But psoilus mitoich psoilus is certainly not considered a situation of boirer, and therefore the Paiskim take a much more lenient approach to that shaila. In fact, the entire issue of a filter on a sink, since certainly in an area where we don't have to be concerned of worms, of copepods, of toloyim in the water, and you're only putting that filter there because you want to have filtered water, but the psoilus is certainly not visible in any way, the putting of a filter on a sink is not considered boirer, and one can use such a sink on Shabbos.